The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the award-winning MG4, the no-compromise electric hatchback with a 450-kilometre range. Recharge your soul.
You're laughing at Barbara Scully.
I want to see some seagulls.
A few minutes ago, the seagulls were really eyeing us up because Simon Tierney was here with Ginger Nuts.
Oh, that'll do it.
Yeah. So they've gone off happy and they've gone off
their ginger nuts.
Slightly heavier.
And that's not youth.
So they're happier for the moment. Yeah, exactly. Seagulls love a ginger nut.
Yeah.
Anyway, listen. We're not here to talk about ginger nuts.
No, we're not.
We're here to talk about people aging disgracefully.
Yes.
Yeah, like Oprah Winfrey.
Aging disgracefully.
Yeah, Oprah Winfrey. This is very unbecoming. She says she's 70 years old. Yes. She says she doesn't feel old.
Well, that's probably she doesn't feel old. But that in itself is a little bit ageist, which is something I'm always talking about. Because we see age as a negative thing. We see being
even
old
her saying
negative,
I don't feel old
is ageist.
Oh,
because
excellent.
It's kind. Do you like that?
Yeah,
yeah.
I like
thought
that.
About that on the way in. Because we see age being older as being negative, and it is. That's what we need to change. We need to change our perception of what it is to be old.
So she should be saying, I absolutely feel 70, and isn't it great to be 70, and what's the big deal with being 70? It just means I've gone around the sun 70 times.
Exactly.
That's
that
all
is
it
precisely
means.
It. And there are loads of advantages to being older. I'm 62 and I feel 62. I know I'm 62 and I'm very proud to be 62 because
really?
Like that old cliche is true. You know, not everybody gets here, and I'm very happy to be 62 and to be still, you know, reasonably hale and hearty.
If you could wave a magic wand, though, would you be younger?
No, I seriously mean that's not lies.
Barbara.
I seriously mean that. I would not want to be younger.
No.
I mean, you know, I look back on all the various decades of my life and I'm kind of like, you know, I'm good with all of them. But I would not like to go back to any particular one. I've been there, done that. This period of my life, my seventh decade, isn't it, if you're 60?
Your seventh decade.
That wouldn't be a strong point. It's fantastic. It is. Are you still... How old are your kids?
9 and 7.
You should be able to say that a lot quicker.
Sorry,
you know
no, because we've birthdays coming. We're in birthday season. Their birthdays are changing. Yeah.
Changing over. Yeah, but you're still kind of busy.
Monday. Birthday on Monday, actually.
Your birthday on Monday.
Yeah.
Okay.
10. First one's going to hit double figures.
Oh, bless.
Yeah.
And then you've got the teenage years to look forward to.
I got a penknife when I
turned 10.
I
don't envy you one bit.
Should I buy him a penknife, do you think?
No, do not buy them a penknife. No.
I got a penknife from my uncle when I was 10. Great
okay,
present.
That's just so weird.
Isn't
okay.
It?
Yeah, that is very weird. I've nothing to
I'm gonna buy him a knife.
Don't buy
my
him a knife.
My wife is listening. I'm buying him a knife.
Your poor wife, God help her. Your poor wife. But I would not go back to where you are, no, for any money.
Oh right, okay.
Hard work.
Is it really?
Yeah. I'm now at the stage where my eldest child just turned 37 last week, and my other two are 25 and 23. There's a seagull. He just flew past. Did you see him?
Oh, my gosh.
Just gone down there. And so I have freedom.
He heard about the ginger nuts.
He heard us mention it. I have freedom that you can only dream about. I can do whatever the hell I like.
Oh.
I can get up when I want. I can go to bed when I want. I can go away when I want. I can come back when I want.
Oh,
you know?
My gosh.
And it's wonderful.
What a dream.
The one thing I would say is that you do have to mind your health. You don't get away with stuff when you get older that you would have gotten away with when you
were younger. When did that start? When did you start being conscious of minding it?
Oh, I was never conscious of minding it. Like, I know when I turned 40 thinking, oh God, like I'm in my 40s, like Jeannie Mack, that's kind of old. And then I turned 50.
It is, though.
Yeah, that's when I got kind of neurotic about being older. And I thought, oh, 40s, this isn't great.
Mm.
And then you turn 50 and you think, yeah, okay. You're kind of aware of the fact that you've, you know, most of your life is behind you, not in front of you.
That's what I'm terrified. When do I cross that Rubicon?
Well,
at some stage, 41.
Yeah, very soon.
Oh,
very soon, Kieran, do you know?
Very soon there's more behind me than ahead of me.
Yes, exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah. But the thing is, when I got into my mid-50s, I started to feel old in that I started to decide...
It's the reality.
Back, Kieran, come back.
Broadcasting on the roof.
That is a load of seagulls crash landing into or having a party. No, the reality was that when I was in my 50s, I suddenly started to feel old. I started, and I became a grandmother at around 55. And I remember thinking, I can't really get down the floor anymore and get up properly. You know, my knees weren't working that well. I nearly died in Copenhagen once because I got stuck in a bath and my husband had gone out to have a few beers. And I said, I'll have a bath, because we'd walked around and I could not get out of the bath.
Did you nearly drown or die?
I thought, this is how it's going to end. Barbara is going to die in a bath in Copenhagen. This is the end of my life.
Withered away like a prune.
And I put all of these things down to being old. But you're enjoying that far too much.
Die doing what she loves.
In a bath, yeah.
What a eulogy. Oh, my God.
It wouldn't be very pleasant, because you know the way when bath water starts to go too cold?
It's it'd be an awful way
and
to go.
And it wasn't a particularly nice hotel either. Anyway, what I discovered then was, because I got
tired. They think you'd done something awful to yourself as well for a moment, and then they'd realise, she just couldn't get out.
But anyway, what I discovered, shortly after that, about a year after that, I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, and it wasn't the fact that I was getting too old, it was that I was seriously unfit. I had a very unhealthy lifestyle, I liked my food too much, and I didn't do any exercise. And once I addressed that, I consider getting type 2 diabetes as being one of the best things that's happened to me in the last few years. Yep. Because it made me take my health seriously, and it continues every day to make me take my health seriously. I have to exercise every day or my blood sugars will go out of whack, and that's a great thing for keeping you kind of on the straight and narrow, except for state occasions and bonfire nights.
So it's the Oprah Winfreys of this world then who are kind of setting back the progressive agenda of the aged. Yourself.
I just think we need to take back what it is to be old. We need to take back the fact that being older is not negative. You're not on the highway to death and destruction once you reach 50 or 60 or any age. It depends on your health. And if you mind your health and have a little bit of luck, you can't insure yourself against everything. But if you have a little bit of luck and you look after your health, these years can be so sweet, and you can do whatever the hell you like, and that's great. It's like being a teenager again, except without worrying about how you look
or getting pregnant
or whether you appeal to anybody or if anybody thinks you're sexy or not. None of that matters, but you feel like the world is your oyster and you can do whatever the hell you want. So I think women in particular should look forward to getting older, because you can kick over the traces and you can really start enjoying yourself.
I look forward to it, Barbara. Thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the award-winning MG4, the no-compromise electric hatchback with a 450-kilometre range. Recharge your soul.